Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
A Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Time goes by, but nothing seems to change. Like passersby, these streets all look the same. Sense of it, a life that resembles some strange dreams. Can we make sense of it in a world where nothing's as it seems?
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 2, Episode 19, What You Sow. Written by Alexa Fett Fisher, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Aaron Crane, Jameson Meyer, and Libby Scamcarello.
McKenna. McKenna, come back. It's time.
What?
It's time to wake up, sleepyhead.
Where?
Don't tell me you don't remember.
No, I remember. I just feel like I've been asleep for a really long time.
You got 7 hours. More than normal. Did I wear you out that much?
Don't get too full of yourself. I was dreaming, I think.
Oh? Anything interesting?
I don't really remember, but it felt important.
Do you want to try to go back to sleep? See if the dreams will start again?
Do dreams do that?
Not always. Wait, don't you dream?
I don't know. Not really. But I don't want to go back to sleep.
Time to get up then.
I definitely don't want to leave the bed.
Oh? Don't want to sleep, but don't want to leave the bed? And I shouldn't be full of myself?
That's not what I meant. I want to ignore the rest of the world for just a little bit longer. Pretend that it's only you and me. No enemies, no responsibilities. Just this.
We'll have to leave eventually.
I know. 5 more minutes.
You can only hit the snooze button on life so many times, McKenna. Outside those walls are your responsibilities and enemies, but also your destiny. Enjoy your reprieve while you can.
Shaylee, you did it!
How did you, oh, bringing Shaylee back. Yep, I did it.
Oof. This is a hugger now, eh? I don't hate it.
Nyssa told us what happened. We're glad you're all right, Shaylee.
Shaylee 2.0, new and improved.
Wait.
Oh, why are you looking at me like that?
You're different.
I don't think so. I got every detail exactly as I remember her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel any different.
No, something's off. Look this way. That way. Hold on.
Why do I feel like I'm being scouted for next top model?
Your face is more symmetrical.
What?
Just a little bit. You had this tiny bump in your nose that nudged it to the right. It's gone now. And your cheekbones are slightly higher. Wait.
What are you doing?
Your hair was not this shiny. Or silky. Here, feel it.
How would you know what her hair used to feel like, Nyssa? It's exactly the same.
No, she's right. Shaylee looks glowier. Like she should be in a skincare commercial or something.
She's exactly the same. I didn't mess her up.
I'm not messed up, Mac. I'm me. I promise.
I wonder. Mac, you remade Shaylee from your memories. How you see her, not exactly how she was. This is what Shaylee looks like to you.
Aww. She thinks Shaylee is pretty. I totally ship it.
Please. I've been shipping them since Bathroom Girl.
Whatever I look like, I'm still me. Still badass, still magical, still Irish. Thank God you didn't mess up my accent.
Just because I don't do accents doesn't mean I don't know what they're supposed to sound like.
I'm glad you're back, Shaylee. Even if you look like you've been put through an Instagram filter.
Can we sell Mac Vision as a photo enhancer thing? I feel like there's an untapped market there.
I think the number of people improved by Mac Vision would be an N of 1.
Mac totally thinks I could be in a commercial.
As a before photo, maybe.
Hey, can Mac remake me, but with, like, purple hair?
What?
You know, trying a few different looks before I commit to dyeing it.
You'd have to commit to actually dyeing first.
Oh. Temporary hair dye it is.
Smart choice. Nyssa, good, you're here. I have an idea. Oh. Everyone's here.
How exactly did my tiny apartment become the meeting point for everyone?
Hello, sweaty exercise woman with an idea.
Hello. Oh, you're the new changeling. I'm Sam. You're Riley?
The one and only. Well, now I am anyway.
Sam, you were saying?
Right. I'm working on boxing again. Trying to get used to the differences in my hand.
Whoa! That is so badass! How did that happen?
I'll tell you later.
I bit it off when I was possessed by a giant monster from another dimension.
Basically my first guess.
Sam.
Right. Long story short, different ways of fighting. I think I have an idea of ways humans can fight the hidden, but I'll need some help with modifications.
I'm game. Step into my office.
What kind of modifications?
Come along, protege. There's learning to do.
Woohoo!
I'll help too.
Stay away from my keyboard, Alfie.
Well, everyone knows you're okay now.
They don't really know the other thing about us.
I didn't want to tell them your glow was from something else.
Looks like they'll be busy for a while.
I guess we'll have to entertain ourselves.
Whatever shall we do?
Let's give the lovers some privacy, shall we? We won't miss anything. We'll just skip ahead to... Here. Deja vu. A return to our happy couple, greeting the new dawn from McKenna's bed.
A girl could get used to this.
What? Sharing a decade-old double bed?
Sharing it with you.
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting for you to offer a night on an undoubtedly high-quality European mattress in one of your many vacation homes.
Just say the word. Although I think the beach house is out unless we want to traumatize poor Riley. And Paris has a few bad memories attached now. How do you feel about the Alps?
I've never been.
Well, we have all the time in the world. And all of the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where'd you go?
I'm trying to remember something. Like it's from a dream.
From last night?
No, the night before. It's like it's been on the edge of my brain, but I can't... Really?
Yeah, I've been having the same thing. Since you remade me, there's something I'm supposed to remember that I need to tell you.
It feels important.
I think it was ancient.
Something hidden. The hidden people. There's still something I need to do. Need to stop.
There's something else.
I think I need to help the other fetches. The ones I saw in Arcadia when I was you.
No, that's not what it... It's not important.
I helped free you from the court, and we saved Riley. But bad things are going to keep happening. To changelings and to fetches, unless we stop it. Stop them. We can do something today to prevent more deaths decades from now.
We do need to start thinking ahead instead of just reacting to the court. They don't know I'm still alive, let alone free of the contract. But with the reaping so close, actually moving against them would be more impossible than normal. The preparations, the increased security.
The reaping? You mentioned that before. That's when they kidnap the new fetches and replace them with changelings.
Aye. They reap them, harvest the new crop. They've been talking about it for a while, so it should be soon.
Soon? How soon? We have to stop them.
Muck, we can't. The Reapin is literally the strongest of the lairds going to the human world, nabbing a babe and creating their changeling, and they're not alone when they go. You can maybe trick one of the hidden, but you can't take a half dozen head on.
They're stealing newborn Shaylee. I'm not okay with them just walking away with helpless babies before they've even been held by their mothers.
You can't save everyone, Mac.
I can't forgive myself if I don't at least try to find a way.
You do have a penchant for the impossible deed.
It's why you were willing to let yourself die for me. You believed I could bring you back, even if it was impossible.
Aye, that's right.
Wait, you did believe in me, right?
Of course! Never a single doubt.
Then why am I feeling very doubted?
Well... I did make peace with my inevitable mortality, just in case.
Wow. Rude.
Rude was how long it took you to bring me back.
How would you even know how long it was? There are no clocks in death, right? I mean, what is there in death?
Yes, Shaylee. Wasn't there something you were supposed to remember?
I can't really...
Good morning, McKenna. Oh, hi, Shaylee. Sorry, I didn't realize you were having a sleepover. Are Alfie and Nezza here too?
Nope.
Aw, sorry they couldn't make it to the slumber party. Hey, why don't I make Belgian waffles for breakfast?
Sounds great, Thomas.
It isn't a proper sleepover without waffles in the morning.
That's what I always say. Hey, you didn't try to call me the past few days, did you, McKenna?
Well, I did, but it's not important now, so... Just delete that voicemail, okay?
Oh, sorry about that. My phone just gave up on me and I had to go get a new one yesterday. Everything all right?
Disaster averted.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. Waffles will be ready in about 20 minutes. See you upstairs.
I really thought we were the last ones to know about our obvious sexual...
It's kind of cute how oblivious he is.
I'm not gonna have the talk with him.
He'll figure it out eventually.
Well, in the meantime, I'll give Nissa and Alfie a call. If we're going to save some fetches, I want all our brains on the task.
Got this. Breathe. You are Alfred Wilhelm O'Toole III. You are an adult. And adults have confidence. They are firm and unflinching and unafraid to ask for what they want. Make eye contact, order with confidence, and enjoy what you get.
Are you finally done in there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You spend a lot of time looking in the mirror for someone who doesn't wear makeup.
Nissa, I've been working for you at Soundscapes for almost 6 years. While I've never had a formal performance review, I've also never been reprimanded, and I do good work. I do everything that's asked of me, and I'm an asset to the store, and I deserve a raise.
All right.
If you need more evidence, I have... Wait, really?
Yeah.
Nissa, you've never given me a raise before.
You never asked before.
But you always gave Mac a raise.
That's because she would never ask for one.
But I had to? How was that fair?
It's not.
Yeah.
But I knew you would eventually reach a breaking point where you would have to ask for one. And you need to learn how to approach authority figures professionally. And you did. So you get a raise. Finally.
So all I had to do was ask?
Yep.
Huh. Adulting for the win.
Don't make me demote you. That's Mac. She wants us to meet her at her place.
I'll drive.
Like hell you will.
Alfred. So eager to play the brave hero when the stakes are so low. But do you really expect fake confidence to save the day when dozens of lives are on the line? Or will the real adults see right through you?
Aw, sweet. It's a baby heist.
The plan is to stop the baby heist.
Call it Ocean 7.
Okay, we have a goal. Do we know when this reaping is supposed to happen?
Soon. They've been making preparations, and the last reaping of fetches aren't newborns anymore.
I think Sam's asking for an exact date.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say. It's not the same every year, but they don't just make it up. It is predetermined.
By what?
Hell if I know. The motivations and traditions of the hidden are incomprehensible to the rational-minded.
There has to be a pattern.
Okay, what do we know about previous reapings?
They take 30 children at a time.
30 newborns? God, that sounds like a nightmare.
No wonder they're so cranky. How do they sleep?
So, 30 kids. I'm gonna guess from multiple places? No way even magical beings can steal that many babies at the same time from the same hospital without getting caught.
I saw the last reaping about a year ago. They returned in groups of six, each hidden with a new fetch.
So, 5 hospitals, if they repeat the tradition.
They return to Arcadia?
Aye.
Oh, so the hospitals they choose are in cities with entrances to Arcadia.
There are hundreds of cities with ties to Arcadia, maybe thousands.
Do you know them all?
I can find out, but...
Just get a list and leave the narrowing down to me.
Dane would have had all of that in his records. I'll find it for you.
That still leaves figuring out the when.
Do you know when any of the previous reapings took place? Not just last year, but any year?
Well, I was born on September 5th, 1990.
That doesn't make sense. I was born on May 6th, 1982. We should have the same birthday, shouldn't we?
That's okay, Mac. You and I are birthday buddies. Tauruses represent!
The same year, right?
Yep. Mac and I are the exact same age. Maybe our fetches even knew each other. Oh, man! What if they were best friends, too?
I don't think the other McKenna is a best friends having type.
Wait, there was another case I was looking into from almost 50 years ago. Nissa, let me look up my old files. I thought it was irrelevant because of the time difference, but if the animal mauling was the work of a fetch and a bar guest, then yes, here. The youngest son was 27 and considered the black sheep of the family. He was a changeling. His birthday was December 31st, 1947.
That's nowhere near any of yours.
Like I said, hidden traditions make no bloody sense.
There has to be a pattern. Give me the dates again. I want to finagle some stuff.
You can't finagle with time.
Rules of space-time never stop the doctor from finagling.
Just call me Jodie Whittaker.
McKenna, I know you want to stop the reaping. But even if we do find out where and when the hidden people are going to take the babes, it's 5 different places and only 7 of us. We'll be spreading ourselves too thin.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
I know you don't want to abandon the wee ones they're going after now, but what chance do a handful of changelings and humans, led by a halfling, have against the hidden?
Give me a chance to think, Shaylee. I know we can't overpower them, but maybe we can outsmart them. With the right plan.
You're right, McKenna. You and your friends certainly can't overpower the Unseelie Court. But if you think you and all of your 28 years of knowledge can outsmart the collective wisdom of an immortal race, we'll just see how successful you are.
Basement.
Ah, you're working on...
Yep.
That's incredibly intimidating.
That's the idea.
But I'm not sure the Hidden would be scared by it.
Just because it can't scare them doesn't mean it won't hurt them. I had an idea. Nissa and Riley helped with finding the parts I needed wholesale. Pure iron isn't as common as you'd think.
They won't know what hit them.
No, they won't.
You sure about this, Sam?
Yeah, I've tested out the modifications already, so everything should be good to go.
Not that. I mean, this whole fight.
Thomas.
I'm not saying you can't or shouldn't. I just want you to know you have a choice. You can say no.
Thomas, I pity anyone who thinks they can force me to do anything. Look, I get it. I'm not planning on just gunning down all the hidden people I can. I realize they're beyond me, but I need to be ready, because that fight is coming whether I want it or not. I can't say that I'll want to keep the war going afterward, but we are going to save those babies.
So much has happened these last months. I can't imagine the chief of police approving what we're about to do.
Nope. I don't think so.
Bullshit!
You okay there, Rain Man?
It is right here, somewhere. I've got all this data on birthdays and alternate calendars and ancient weekdays? It just makes no fucking sense.
All this stuff on the dry erase board. Hey, have you seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Have I seen?
Right. So that scene with Charlie and the conspiracy theory board about Pepe Sylvia?
Shut up. It's not that bad. Is it that bad?
It really is. Take a break. You've been at this nonstop for hours.
Yeah, because Nissa figured out the hospital locations hours ago. I'm so far behind.
It's not a race, you know.
How do you do it so fast?
Like you said, people are stupid and lazy. But they're also greedy. Knowing that the Hidden used human nurses to get into the hospitals to steal newborns. I just had to check bank records for registered nurses in the cities Dane marked in his research to see which ones had more money than they should.
That doesn't sound easy.
Well, no. I found a few false leads that were selling stolen opioids, but they've been anonymously reported to the proper authorities.
God, catching baby stealers and stopping pill pushers? I'm so not worthy.
Hey, is this board what you've got so far?
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. I think they're using a different calendar since the Gregorian has only been the standard for a few hundred years. But as far as I can narrow it down, they use a three-season system and take fetches in the middle of each season. But I don't know exactly when, and I'm no help at all.
August the 26th.
What? No, why?
It's a Wednesday. All three birthdays are the Wednesday in the middle of the seasons you plotted.
Seriously? The day of the week matters?
To the Hidden? Sure. Why the fuck not?
You memorized the calendar all the way back to the 1940s?
That really shouldn't surprise you.
Well, great. We have a day and the locations. Now all we need is a plan.
I have a plan.
Your timing is movie plot perfect. Wait, go out and come back in. I'll make a bum bum sound.
Thomas and Sam are on their way. I'll explain it once everyone's here.
So did you make your McKenna's choice then? You have a plan to stop the reaping?
Hey, you made a reference!
Despite all its flaws, McKenna has a plan to disrupt the reaping.
With minimal risk to anyone's life.
Disrupt?
We don't need to stop them entirely. Just slow them down long enough to miss the reaping period.
We're here.
Do we have a plan? And a location? And a date?
We have all the things!
Better question, do we have more chairs so I can fit everyone?
I vote to move the next group meeting to Shaylee's beach house.
Seconded.
Fine, but we're here now, so let's focus. Mac?
Right. Here's what I need you all to do.
This is just your front room? I'm pretty sure it's bigger than the house I grew up in.
Size isn't everything.
Oh, I know. You should see Shaylee's beach house. Let me just tweak this a bit. There. Tie classy enough to put Bond to shame.
Thanks for coming with me, Riley. I just need some support before I go in there.
I am a bra made of memory foam. Comforting and supportive.
I'll take your word for it.
I think your idea is brilliant, Alfie. And selfless and brave. I'm proud of you for volunteering to do this.
Yeah, well, I figure it's time for me to be a man. Face my fears.
I've always thought of you as a man.
I don't feel like one.
Why not?
Because I'm scared.
Being scared and doing the thing anyway, doing the thing that's right, there's nothing more manly than that.
I'm just trying not to look scared, but I'm all sweaty and my hands are shaking and...
Alfie.
This is important, and I don't want her to say no and have all this fail because of me.
Alfred O'Toole, you are an adult. You're going to walk in there like the Imperial March is playing in the background because Darth Vader isn't scared of anything. And no one says no to Darth Vader.
I am Darth Vader.
You are one with the Force.
Mr. Alfred... She will see you now.
Right.
May the Force be with you.
Alfred. I hope you're here because you've finally come to your senses.
I have.
Good. While I do appreciate the need to take a stand, it's also important to know when enough is enough. I do expect...
I've come to my senses, but not in the way you're expecting, I think.
Oh, is that so? Go on then. Say what you came to say, but this is your last chance to make things right, you know. We've indulged you long enough. I've discussed it with your father, and if you aren't willing to shape up, then we will have no choice but to remove you from our estate entirely.
You were right. I was immature with regards to my future and had an entitled attitude towards my inheritance. But having this time to think, to determine what is important in life, I've realized with great privilege comes great responsibility. I know now what I'm called to do with all the gifts I was born with, and I think you'll agree with my proposal.
Well, I'm listening.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox. bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Xander Hildebrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editor Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Sound engineer Colin Susich. Theme song by Catherine Seaton and Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
You to save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.